There are new charges in another federal investigation here. This to look into whether Philadelphia Congressman Bob Brady paid a challenger to drop out of the 2012 race. WHYY's Dave Davies reports.
Prosecutors have said in court filings Brady paid his 2012 primary challenger Jimmy Moore $90,000 from his campaign fund to retire Moore's campaign debt. Prosecutors say Ann Moore is prepared to testify that this was part of a deal to get Moore out of the race. Prosecutors say the parties agreed to disguise the $90,000 in campaign finance reports as payments to a couple of political consultants. A grand jury has now charged Ken Smuckler and Don Jones, longtime associates of Brady's, with conspiring to violate campaign finance laws. Brady's attorney, Jim Eisenhower, says the congressman did agree to help Moore with his campaign debts after Moore had already decided to withdraw from the race.
This is not an uncommon occurrence in politics. It was a generous gesture on the part of the congressman to help a vanquished opponent. Nothing illegal about it, nothing wrong, and in fact, the congressman has not been charged.
Two people, including Moore, have already pleaded guilty in the investigation, not for accepting money to get out of a political race, but for disguising what happened with dummy transactions involving Smuckler and Jones. Is Brady vulnerable to a similar charge? Only if he was directly involved in arranging the payments, and his attorney insists he wasn't.
The congressman doesn't really know the details of these transactions. He does have faith in Smuckler and Jones. He's worked with them both for years. And considers them good people and hopes that they'll be exonerated.
Both Smuckler and Jones declined comment. Jones' attorney, Robert Trimble, says his client will be exonerated. Dave Davies, WHYY News.